They had no choice. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains why NATO had to deny the request from Ukraine to establish a no-fly zone over the country to ease the attacks from Russia.
The only way to actually implement something like a no-fly zone is to send NATO planes into Ukrainian airspace and to shoot down Russian planes. And that could lead to a full-fledged war in Europe.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky blasted the decision from NATO, saying it will give Russia permission to escalate air attacks. Zelensky is set to meet virtually with U.S. senators tomorrow. The humanitarian crisis is growing as refugees continue to flee to neighboring countries.
Here in Poland, hundreds of thousands of people from Ukraine have fled in the few days since Russia invaded. The tide to Poland and other countries has been so intense that the UN says the war could cause the largest refugee crisis this century. In Poland and elsewhere, authorities are scrambling to provide support. But there's also an army of volunteers handing out food or blankets, and many are even opening their homes, shocked by the carnage unfolding just across the frontier. In Rzeszów, Poland, Simon Owen, Fox News.
South Korea says North Korea has fired at least one projectile into the sea. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the projectile was fired towards the east. Japan's defense ministry says it was likely a ballistic missile. President Biden touting the latest jobs numbers from the Labor Department.
We've learned that in February, the unemployment rate fell to 3.8%, down from 6.4% the day I took office, and beginning in 2021. Which is the fastest decline in unemployment rate in recorded history.
The president said the jobs numbers are only the start as he plans to implement his Made in America initiative. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
New York City is rolling back some of the toughest COVID restrictions in the nation.
As of this Monday, Mayor Eric Adams says students will no longer have to wear masks in school. And public venues, including restaurants, theaters, and gyms, will no longer have to demand proof of vaccination.
This is about giving people the flexibility that is needed to continue to allow not only safety, but we have to get our economy back on track.
Mayor Adams says businesses can still demand proof of vaccination, but they don't have to, and parents can still voluntarily send their kids to school with masks. Roger Stern, Fox News.
A federal judge in Philadelphia has approved new rules that seek to eliminate racial bias in the testing and payout of NFL concussion claims. The revisions come after an uproar over the testing protocols that made it harder for black retirees to win dementia awards. Lawyers who push for the change say thousands of retired black players could be retested or have their tests rescored. Artists with ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin are being barred from a world-famous venue.
At the largest repertory opera house in the world, a show of support for Ukraine performing its national anthem. The Metropolitan Opera in New York City announcing it will no longer hire artists who support Mr. Putin. One of the first to go, superstar Russian soprano Anna Netrebko, who will no longer appear at the Met this season or next. After failing to comply with the company's demand, she distanced herself. She has in recent days issued statements critical of the war, but has remained silent on the Russian president, whose re-election she has in the past endorsed. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow lost 179 points. The Nasdaq off 224. The S&P minus 34. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.